In the United States, both sides of politics are attacking President Donald Trump over his proposed fake news awards for what he regards as dishonest reporting. Outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is comparing President Trump to Stalin and says he's encouraging despots around the world. President Trump had previously tweeted that his awards will be out today, but there's been no confirmation from the White House they'll actually go ahead. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
Live from the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., it's the first annual Fake News Awards.
The U.S. late-night talk shows have been helping build anticipation about the president's proposed media awards, with comedians Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon staging their own awards.
Thank you. Fake, definitely fake, loser.
In the U.S. Senate, there was a much more somber tone, with outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake rising to denounce the president's attacks on the media.
For without truth and a principled fidelity to truth and to shared facts, Mr. President, our democracy will not last. 2017 was a year which saw the truth, objective, empirical, evidence-based truth, more battered and abused than at any time in the history of our country.
The senator wasn't done. He compared President Trump to the brutal Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin for using the phrase enemy of the people.
It is a testament to the condition of our democracy that our own president uses words infamously spoken by Joseph Stalin to describe his enemies. It bears noting that so fraught with malice was the phrase enemy of the people that even Nikita Khrushchev forbade its use.
Senator Flake is a persistent critic of the president, but even so, many were surprised by the strength of his attack. He finished by referencing George Orwell and saying the president's use of the term fake news had encouraged despots in the Middle East and Asia.
But it seems he has now, in turn, inspired dictators and authoritarians with his own language. That is reprehensible. We are not in a fake news era, as Bashar Assad says. We are, rather, in an era in which the authoritarian impulse is reasserting itself.
Senator Flake is not seeking re-election at this year's midterm elections. Republican Chairwoman Rana McDaniel was quick to hit back on Twitter, saying to compare the US president to dictators is absurd. The president's press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, also attacked Senator Flake.
He's not criticizing the president because he's against oppression. He's criticizing the president because he has terrible poll numbers. He is, I think, looking for some attention. I think it's unfortunate.
A number of academic studies have found the amount of negative press given to the Trump administration far outweighs that endured by previous presidents. The clashes with the media have been unrelenting since this false claim from then Press Secretary Sean Spicer on day two of the administration.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
Democrats were quick to join the pile-on, including Senator Dick Durbin, who has publicly clashed with the president over what words he used when describing Haiti and Africa.
We cannot allow this regimen of fake news and alternative facts and words like those to diminish our commitment to the basic constitutional protection of freedom of the press. It is essential to the future of our democracy.
If President Trump's awards do go ahead, their newsworthiness has only increased. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.